Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Markland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Pretty moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Kell moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Markland fields it and throws to second for the out. Kell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Markland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Joost out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Markland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Markland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Lapon moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Guerra reaches second base with a double. Vallo scores. Markland goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Markland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Evers steals second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth who is chasing the ball. Leaner reaches third base with a triple. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive towards first. Krahoski catches it and steps on first to double up Fain. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lipon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Lipon reaches second base with a double. Houdeman moves to third. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to home to get Houdeman. Lipon moves to third. Pretty moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Lipon scores. Pretty scores. Kell moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Markland takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz hits a pop-up towards short. Lipon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Houdeman reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lipon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Markland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Markland takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Guerra hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Markland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 2 in the game. Shantz hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lehner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Houdeman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lehner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lepon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Markland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Kell moves to third. It's 7-5, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 8-5, Tigers. Les McCrabb now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 4 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Houdeman hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Markland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markland is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Markland hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.